tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's October 20th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. The big story today is about this crybaby, Elon Musk. Regardless of how you feel about him, I can't imagine there's a single reasonable person on this planet who believes this guy is worth $1 trillion, especially not now when the company that he runs, Tesla, which is the source of his wealth, or at least the primary source of his wealth, is on the way down. So let's talk about this a little bit. Fred wrote this article early this morning. Elon Musk threatens to leave Tesla if he doesn't get his $1 trillion pay package. A Reuters report last week noted that with business as usual and a market cap growth below the S&P average, Musk could still receive one or even two tranches of compensation worth between $20 and $40 billion. In short, under the rules of the package, Musk could receive the biggest payday in history for returning below average results. That is on top of the CEO already having received more compensation from Tesla than the company has earned in profits since its existence. One commentator on X pointed out the concern about the first tranche of the compensation plan. Instead of addressing that genuine concern, Musk responded by boasting about Tesla's market cap and suggesting that he won't be Tesla's CEO if he doesn't get the pay he wants. Quote, Tesla is worth more than all other automotive companies combined. Which of those CEOs would you like to run Tesla? It won't be me. Frankly, I would say Mary Barra. I think she's doing a great job at GM, and having a woman at the helm of Tesla would upset exactly the kind of weird, gross, pimply incels that you should go out of your way to upset every single second that you draw breath. But regardless of that, the CEO then shared posts encouraging Tesla shareholders to vote for the shareholders meeting, which is happening on November 6th. And if that is you and you're going to go vote, you should see this graph. This is something I put together here using Tesla's reported net income, comparing that to the net income excluding regulatory credits. Now, the reason I'm doing that is because this latest Trump administration, as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, has eliminated the ability for Tesla to sell its carbon credits to car companies like Ford, like Volkswagen, like GM, like Stellantis and Chrysler, all of those vehicle manufacturers that make big trucks and SUVs that are able to do so because they are buying carbon credits from Tesla to offset the manufacturing of larger, heavier polluting vehicles. Now, those penalties from the EPA for exceeding CAFE standard limits, for exceeding certain mile per gallon or emissions goals are going away, which effectively means that that market for those is also gone away. Now, you combine that with Tesla's newest, more affordable vehicles that have a lower margin with their inability to sell Tesla Cybertrucks despite spending billions in developing new ways to manufacture the thing. And let's not forget the SpaceX rockets, which are totally separate from Tesla, keep blowing up on the pad. I think that's symbolic, but hey, nobody asked me. Someone that did get asked, though, the Institutional Shareholder Services and Glass Lewis, two of the biggest independent advisory firms out there. They are urging shareholders to vote no on Tesla's ridiculous $1 trillion pay plan for Elon Musk. I say don't do it just because I don't like Elon, but hey, that is not a professional or positive way to make decisions. Insert any kind of disclaimer you want there. This is not financial advice. My record is just about as bad as Jim Cramer's. So please do not follow me. Now, if you are following me on something else, though, you should follow me here over to Climate Exchange. Today's episode of Quick Charge is brought to you by Climate Exchange. They're a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization working to help states pass effective, equitable climate policies, which are critical in accelerating the transition to a zero-emission economy. The nonprofit recently kicked off its 10th annual EV raffle, where participants have multiple opportunities to win their dream EV. This time around, Climate Exchange is shaking things up with a couple of new offerings. The first offering is the luxury raffle, which Climate Exchange has conducted for the last decade. The grand prize winner can choose any EV or EVs on the market, fully customized, up to $120,000 of value. Also new for this year's event is the mini raffle, in which the grand prize winner can choose any EV on the market up to $45,000. Luxury raffle tickets are $250 each and only 5,000 will be sold, while mini raffle tickets are $100 each and Climate Exchange is only selling 3,500 tickets, making your chances of winning higher than you see in other raffles. Better yet, if you purchase a ticket to the luxury raffle by October 30th, you'll be automatically entered into their bonus early bird drawing of $10,000 on October 31st. The grand prize drawings will take place on December 12th, but we recommend getting those early bird raffle tickets now. To give yourself the most chances to win, visit carbonraffle.org/electric to learn more. We will have that in the show notes at electric.co. And if you're watching this on YouTube, it will be in the comments. Also, in the bottom right-hand corner, we are going to have a constant stream of sample raffle tickets to give you a sense of what those look like and remind you throughout the episode that Climate Exchange is funding this one. Now, when we talk about Tesla and we talk about their outlook for 2026, remember, they're coming off a hot quarter, but it's a hot quarter following a rough year. We have to look at the landscape of what they're competing against. In 2022, Tesla's record year, not only for vehicle sales, but for profits as well, they were not really up against any serious competitors. Ford had a Ford Focus that was electric. That was terrible. Volkswagen had an e-Golf, which was a cool little car, but not really practical. Now the landscape is very, very different. In addition to the Mustang Mach-E, Hyundai Ioniq 5, all of these great cars that are out there now that Tesla has to compete against on merit, they now have to compete on price. And we've got several EVs here. Michelle Lewis put this list together. Five of the best EV lease deals in October 2025, despite the loss of the federal tax credit. We've still got a number of these at $189 a month. I'll have a link to that in the show notes, but I'm not going to make you suffer. The $189 a month lease deal is on a 2025 Hyundai Ioniq 5 SE rear-wheel drive standard range. It's a standout deal. It's got $39.99 due at signing, 10,000 miles a year. Definitely check it out. We'll have a link to that in the show notes and a link where you can find some local Hyundai deals near you as well. In addition to the new EVs that are already out, there's a bunch of hot new models right on the horizon. We're not just talking about Slate. We're not just talking about the Rivian R2 and R3. Even Jeep is getting in on the action. They've got a compact off-roader that is going to join the Wrangler any day now, the Recon EV. We've seen some similar stuff in Europe and abroad, and these things seem to be doing well there. That's going to be a popular model as well. So a lot of big competition for Tesla, a lot of market headwinds for the company, and they don't need to be giving away that much capital right now. So we talked a little bit about the tax credit. We talked a little bit about that $7,500 tax credit going away. But of course, there is a lot more to the Internal Revenue Code than just Section 45W, which was that clean vehicle tax credit. The new version following the OBBBA, Section 179, has really been turbocharged. That is a big, big deal. It's an immediate expense reduction that business owners can take on depreciable equipment assets, and it's significantly more powerful than what it was at before, maybe even more powerful than Section 45W. Section 179 expense deduction is limited to items like cars, office equipment, business machinery, and computers. This speedy deduction can provide substantial tax relief for business owners who are purchasing startup equipment. That's according to Investopedia. The revised Section 179 tax credit, more accurately an expense reduction, allows for a 100% deduction for equipment purchases up to $2.5 million with a phase out to $4 million of capital investment that drops to zero at $6.5 million. That credit can be applied to new and used vehicles, as well as charging infrastructure, battery energy storage systems, specialized tools, and more, as long as they are new to you and your company. Check with your accountant or your local tax professional for more. Do not do what I tell you, which is, of course, to go out and buy as many large electric Volvo semi-trucks as you possibly can. Now, before I wrap things up today, you know, we like to talk about the environment, talk about sustainability, talk about the grid. Today is going to be no different. We've got Survey Sunday. We asked why you choose home solar, and you guys answered. For the last few weeks, we've been running a sidebar survey about some of the factors that have been convincing electric readers to add home solar power systems to their homes after receiving more than 1,000 responses. Here's what you told us. And the biggest surprise to me, maybe because I'm a cynic, maybe because I'm cheap, is that the number one result was actually not to lower my energy bills. The biggest reason that people seem to be going solar is about energy independence, to support the grid, and seems to have a lot more to do with altruistic reasons, reasons that are about themselves, the community, the planet. So it's very, very exciting to see that. A big number of you said that you wanted to directly support climate action. This is great stuff. We'll have a link to this in the show notes. You can check out the results for yourself. And hey, you'll see a new survey there in the sidebar at electrek.co. Be sure to fill that out and be a part of the next survey Sunday that we do. That's all I've got for today. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss any more of these.